16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Taborn. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Pickwick's Garbury Gym. We're ready for game two tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're your radio on the phone for high school sports. Jackson Center 14-9. Covington 9-14. Jackson Center played well enough to beat overmatched Twin Valley South by 12, 50-38 in the Tigers' first tourney game. Meanwhile, Covington pulled a shocker and defeated Legacy Christian by a score of 54-50 in round one. The Buccaneers played extremely well and will give Jackson Center all the Tigers can handle here tonight. Some big keys in this game. The trio of good scores for Covington, Reed Flatfoot, Lucas Heitkamp, Preston Sayre for Jackson Center. from storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. For the Covington Buccaneers, Britton Miller leads the way at 15 a game. Bryson Height is at 13. Brogan Angle is at a dozen. Those three young men need to score. Reed Blackfoot needs a 15 to 20 point outing for Jackson Center, and he needs support from the likes of Heitkamp and Sayre. Those are key building components from these teams here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Francis Schulze, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. Fort Loramie was drilled in our first game of Franklin Monroe by a final score of 63-37. At one point, that was a 49-17 game. Franklin Monroe shot lights out, best perimeter shooting performance I've seen in a high school basketball game in quite a while. Everybody that Coach Myers subbed in shot and made threes. It was fabulous. What an array. Fort Loramie just had no answer. Redskins had a nice stretch midway through the second half, but it was far too little, much too late. Franklin Monroe Jets advance, now 18-5 on the year, and Franklin Monroe awaits this winner for a sectional final or a district semifinal, whichever you want to call it. I'm expecting game two, Chuck, to be a pretty tight contest.
This should be a good basketball game. I mean, you can't look at the records. Covington, they're really playing well, and they have such confidence from that win on Saturday that Jackson Center's going to have to really weather probably a good start by the Bucks.
Coach Kloffenstein at Jackson Center, year number one, taking over for Scott Elkert. I tell you what, he was around at Jackson Center for nearly 30 years, 23 years, two stints as head coach, several as JV coach, and he turned out one super program, outstanding year after another. Fine young men, too, as well as very good basketball players. Aaron Kloffenstein played for Coach Elkert. He's a disciple. Defense, defense, defense. Jackson Center's offense starting to round into shape. We saw Preston Sayre lining up behind the arc. Reed Blackfoot played well in that opening tourney game against Twin Valley South. Covington with a trio of fine scores will be tough to handle here tonight. Head coach Logan Carey for Covington. He graduated from Miami East in 2009. He played four sports there, including basketball. He performed on the hardwood for longtime head coach Alan Mack. You may recall him. So the head man, Logan Carey at Covington, and the Buccaneers will start as follows. These five: Tanner Paulsgrove, 5'10 junior at guard. Brogan Angle, 5'11 junior out front. Bryson Height in a power forward, 6'2 senior. Britton Miller, 6'1 senior wing player. Gunnar Kimmel, 6'1 senior at a forward. Miller at 15 a game leads in scoring, followed by Height at nearly 13 and Angle at over 11. Let's take a look at the Jackson Center Tigers' traditional starting five. Year of late for Jackson Center has been Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, Xavier Lowe, Reed Blackfoot, Trevor Huber. Let's see if that's the five on the floor here this evening. Instant offense off the bench here lately has been Preston Sayre. Reed Blackfoot, all SCAL performer. Blackfoot in the middle, 6'6 junior, averaging 15 points a game. Opening tip to start the game, Blackfoot will jump it up against Covington's Paulsgrove. Opening tip to start. He is knocked into backcourt, tracked down by the Buccaneers, who wear the black road colors. Sort of an off-gray numeral look with gray stripes. Jackson Center, the home white, orange numbers outlined in black. And the Buccaneers work the ball around into the right corner. It is Gunnar Kimmel. Feeds on top to Brogan Engel. He sizes up a three, fades away, missed it short. Rebound out of bounds in the corner. Tigers will bring it down.
They had a good look at it, just off line a little bit to the left.
Fort Loramie beaten by Franklin Monroe, which was out of sight in game number one. 63-37, ran up a 49-17 lead. Tigers attack deep in the right corner. It's Lucas Heitkamp. Shot fake behind the arc, but Lucas Hartle drives into traffic, coughed up the ball. Buccaneers get it. Covington, from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Jackson Center from right to left. Head of the circle, here's Angle. Baseline right to Miller. Goes below the basket. Reverse layup, left hand, too hard. Rebound Huber for the Tigers. Up to Platfoot. Oh, he tries to make a bounce pass. Tries to thread one. Picked off by Covington. Here come the Buccaneers down the floor. Off balance in the lane by Bryson Height. No good. Tigers have got the board. 90 seconds played. Nothing on the board yet. Lucas Hartle, 25 feet away, straight away. Lucas Heitkamp, deep left corner, Xavier Lowe. Skip pass on top to Flatfoot. Foul line jumper from 16. Oh, it's pure. Right down through the courts.
He's become a really good mid-range jump shooter.
6 minutes to go, first quarter. Jackson Center 2, Covington nothing. Buccaneers in possession. 20 feet away on the right, it's Britton Miller. He calls out a play. Picked up by Lucas Heitkamp in the corner, fed to Paulsgrove. Paulsgrove gives it up, gets it back. Now it's dealt to Engel along the baseline. Good backdoor cut. Shots missed, but a two-shot foul coming up for the Buccaneers. 5 minutes, 51 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 2-0, Jackson Center leads. A couple of foul shots here for the Bucks. And the left-hander, Brogan Angle, goes airborne with it. It's off the heel, not good. Still 2-0, Jackson Center. Understand, the Botkins girls upset the Jackson Center girls at Versailles in a district semifinal in overtime tonight. Congratulations, Lady Trojans. Second foul shot good by the Buccaneers. 2-1. Jackson Center leads. Tigers have the ball straight away. Flatfoot thought about shooting, didn't. Gave it to a teammate. Lucas Heitkamp bombs away. Good from long distance. 5-1 Jackson Center. Forecourt to our right. It's Covington. Ball dealt on top to Height. Height gave it up, got it back. Dribbles foul line, doesn't shoot. Right corner, Gunnar Kimmel. Buccaneers still working the ball. 30 feet away, Angle. 5-1 Jackson Center, 3 minutes gone, opening period. Ball worked around the top of the circle from Kimmel to Angle to Paulsgrove. 30 feet out near side, Britton Miller. Wants to drive on Lucas Heitkamp, can't do it. Buccaneers are stymied. Ball dropped off baseline left to Miller. Oh, a beautiful pocket pass. The cutter down the lane. Catches it on a hop. Angle lays it in.
He's gotten to the back door twice. Whoever's guarding him needs to realize that's what he's doing.
5-3. Tigers lead. 4:30 left to go, first quarter. Jackson Center with possession. 30 feet out, Lucas Heitkamp. High left to Trevor Huber. Now Flatfoot playing on the arc. 25 feet away, 20 feet away. Steps inside the three-point line and misses. That was a long deuce. Rebound Buccaneers. 5-3 Jackson Center. We played half the first quarter. Far right side, Kimmel. Kimmel to Paulsgrove. Paulsgrove between the rings to Angle. Left side, Kimmel, three-point shot, high right, yes! Bryson Height, 13 points a game, 6'2 senior. Got a screen, made the Tigers pay, and the Buccaneers lead it 6-5. 3:40 left in the first. Jackson Center with the ball. Out high, left. It's Blackfoot. Puts it on the deck into the lane. Drops it off to Lucas Heitkamp. He forces up a layup with a couple of black shirts on his back. Misses. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Bucks. Good idea. Lucas just couldn't finish. Covington covered up the play pretty well at the end. Flatfoot gets the inbounds in the corner, penetrates the lane, forces up a banker, and knocks it down. Strong play by Flatfoot. 7-6 Tigers. 3:16 to go, first quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's angle for Covington. Swings it to Height. Height goes near side to Miller. Getting a screen as Paulsgrove down the left side of the lane. Jackson Center spikes it out of bounds. Good defense by Lucas Hartle. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 7-6 Tigers over Covington. Franklin Monroe routed Fort Loramie in our first game, 63-37. Here is Kimmel getting a pass in the corner, now to Height. Height for Covington, playmaker straight away, Britton Miller. Deep left corner, Kimmel. Here's Huber in the lane defending. Oh, a nice bounce pass. Good cut to the rim. Miller, no good. It rolled off the iron. Rebound Tigers. Flatfoot down the floor. Lucas Heitkamp has an open avenue. Oh, he barrels to the rim and puts it through.
Good, strong shot there because he got contested at the rim and still put it in.
9-6 Tigers. 2:28 to go, first quarter. Here's Britton Miller, head of the circle. Spin move. Little contact. Good no call. Long left-handed three by Covington. Brogan angle, short. Rebound Huber. Jackson Center up ahead to Lucas Hartle. Down inside to Lucas Heitkamp. It is blocked away by Covington. Heitkamp with the last touch. Out of bounds to the Buccaneers. 9-6 Tigers, 2:07 to go here in the first quarter of this game. Hey, don't forget the Rushi Inn. Fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating right under your nose. In the village of Rushi, 101 East Main. Terrific breakfast as early as 5:30 in the morning at the Rushi Inn. Excuse me. Covington with the ball outside the arc on the right. It's Miller. Elbow jumper. Good. Swished by Britton Miller. 9-8 Tigers. 1:41 to go, first quarter. Buccaneers got three fine jump shooters, all double digits on the year. Here's Heitkamp to Blackfoot. Left corner three ball by the Tigers. Airborne goes Cooper Hartle. No good. Rebound Covington. Chance to take the lead. 1:21 to go here in the first quarter. 9-8 Jackson Center. Dribble drive through the lane. Angle. Hand off to Paulsgrove. To the jump shooter behind the arc. Yes! A long one. Britton Miller gets it to go. Covington 11, Jackson Center 9. 60 seconds to go, first quarter. Heitkamp to Flatfoot, right corner for Jackson Center. Flatfoot hangs on, puts it on the deck. Bodies fly, steal, taken away by Covington. Here's Miller, through traffic, down the floor, into the lane, lost the ball. Buccaneers bench not happy with it. Jackson Center possession, 47.1 to go here in the first. 11-9 Buccaneers. As I was saying a few minutes ago, the Rushi Inn, 5:30 a.m. breakfast. It is superb. It's the in thing for early breakfast away from home. The Rushi Inn, 11-1 lunch specials. The popular in thing for food out. The Rushi Inn, eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Don't search for the best morning breakfast any longer. It's right under your nose. At the Rushi Inn, 18 seconds to go in the first. Tigers work the clock down. Jackson Center trailing 11-9. Between the circles, bouncing is Cooper Hartle with six to go. Blackfoot straight away. He's behind the arc from 24. Missed it wide left. Rebound Jackson center. Fadeaway shot. Good! It beat the buzzer. Cooper Hartle. 11-11 tie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hey, remember the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Measure, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, located at 15 Elm Street. Well, we start the second quarter. Jackson Center pounded the ball down inside. Tigers got one, two, three short shots. Rebound, rebound, rebound. Couldn't get a thing to go, and eventually the Tigers guilty of fouling on the shoulder. Covington will bring it down the court with the game tied at 11. Jackson Center worked the game to a deadlock on a last-second shot at the end of the first quarter of play by Cooper Hartle. Reed Blackfoot on a steal. Blackfoot bust out. Reed the other way. All the way to the rack. No good. Foul from behind. Borderline. Intentional, not called so. Flatfoot will shoot two. Good quick hands by Reed defensively in the top of the circle at the other end of the floor. He's at the stripe to break the tie. Two free throws for Flatfoot. It's up, it's good. 12-11 in favor of Jackson Center. 7:22 left to go here in the first half of this game. Second shot, Flatfoot. Yep, got a pair. Jackson Center's in the lead, having scored four in a row. 13-11 Tigers. Here is Covington in the half court. Down to a right, it's Tanner Paulsgrove. Around the horn, fed back into Tanner in the paint. Hits a cutter, baseline left. Britton Miller, no shot. Miller now on the arc. Picked up by Lucas Heitkamp. Miller into the lane. Spin move. Ducks under. Doesn't shoot. Deals to Brogan Angle. Angle, three-point territory. Deals to Britton Miller. Ball given up to a driver. Brogan Angle can't take it to the rim. Ball loose, far side of the floor. Good defense. Jackson Center. Steal by the Tigers. Here comes Lucas Heitkamp on a romp down the floor. All the way to the cup. And we've got an offensive foul on Heitkamp. I'm not real sure. The Covington defender was in proper defensive position. Looked like he might have been sliding over. But the Tigers don't get the call.
I thought he got pushed from behind.
6:36 to go, second quarter, 13-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Covington walks it up. Britton Miller, high right, gets a moving screen from Connor Humphrey and hits a 15-footer. Tied up at 13 each. 6:12 left, second quarter. We've got a ball game here, game two. Second round, sectional play, boys D4 at Pickwas Garbery Gym. On the arc, Lucas Heitkamp. Down to Reed Flatfoot for three. Count it, count it. Flatfoot from downtown. 16-13 Tigers. up across the timeline comes Britton Miller for Covington, gets a screen, darts down the left side of the lane, pulls up, feeds Tanner Paulsgrove, 25 feet away to Engel. Here's Bryson Height, near flank Paulsgrove. Straight away, Connor Humphrey. Humphrey, a 5'10 senior, gave it up, got it back. Ball fed baseline left, Rogan Engel. He misfires, overshoots a long two-pointer. Rebounding foul, weak side against Covington.
Yeah, they called that on Height. I'm not sure I saw it. I was looking down there. I didn't see anything.
5:25 to go, second quarter. 16-13. Jackson Center ahead to three.
Final from Troy. C.J. Olding hit a three with 5 seconds to go, and Lehman won 46-44.
Boy, he is a good left-handed jump shooter. C.J. Olding doesn't start, comes off the bench. Cavaliers pulled it out of the fire. Preston Sayre on the floor now for Jackson Center. 6 foot soft, long three, no good. Strong rebound, Platfoot once, twice, and a foul against Covington. Platfoot nasty on the offensive board. Kept denying the ball from Covington, and he draws a two-shot foul. Flatfoot with a pair. 5:04 left, second quarter, 16-13. Jackson Center in the lead to three. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's right. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty, now 15% off. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, which are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy. Reed, Platfoot, swishes, two free throws. Jackson Center's biggest lead, 5, 18-13. Baseline left, Covington, soft jump shot, Paulsgrove. It is no good, off the rim. Rebound, Engel. Engel got the ball at the foul line. He missed a shot. Rebound to Platfoot, 3-on-1 break. Heitkamp barging to the rim. A lot of contact, what's been called out of bounds, ruled. It'll be thrown in by the Tigers.
Paulsgrove was standing out of bounds. He tried to jump up and throw it back in, but he can't do that.
Covington once led 11-9. Tigers on a 9-2 run. Working down inside, Heitkamp looked like he shuffled. Clearly walked, missed the shot anyway. Rebound Covington. Heitkamp from point-blank range. Couldn't get it to go. Was working against Miller. And then Covington with a very sloppy pass from the top of the key. Out of bounds below the rim. Up the Buccaneers have been thwarted, just one bucket in 4 minutes, second period of this game. 18-13, Tigers lead by 5. Here's Platfoot, 25 feet away. Gives it up to the three-point shooter. Long one in the air by Lucas Hartle. Oh, it rimmed. Rebound Covington. Buccaneers, Bryson Height, hands off behind him, got it back, fed it to Paulsgrove. 18-13 Jackson Center, 3:42 to go, second quarter. Outside the arc is Engel, near side Britton Miller, fakes right, goes left, back to the basket. Now Paulsgrove, right corner Height. Kimmel's got it behind the arc. Buccaneers continue to flare the ball around, everything behind the three-point line. Deep on the left side is Paulsgrove. Still dribbling against Sayre. Good defense by him. 25 feet away, Kimmel. Now Miller. 3 minutes to go. Second quarter. We're stuck at 18-13. Jackson Center by 5. A two-point period for the Buccaneers. Britton Miller dribbles down the left lane line. Pulls up. 10-footer. It is a little shy of the mark. Rebound Tigers. Flatfoot, head of the key, on the arc, long three ball, Lucas Heitkamp hits the rim, it was short, Covington's got the board. 2:40 left, second quarter, Buccaneers, forecourt below us, is Britton Miller, into the post, Tigers try to claw it away from Bryson Height, foul over guarding against the home club, Jackson Center, which is wearing white. 2:34 to go, second quarter, Covington ball, baseline left. Buccaneers inbounding, angle, deep left corner, out high to Britton Miller. Miller 25 feet away, picked up by Camp. Ball dealt to angle, straight away Paulsgrove. We're all the way down to 2:17 to go here in the second period. Angle feeds Paulsgrove, left baseline. Oh, standout defensive play, ripped away by Cooper Hartle of Jackson Center. What a steal. Up ahead to Reed Blackfoot, to Heitkamp in the left corner. Blackfoot shot fake, goes foul line. Though might have staggered the feet a little bit. Pivoted, missed a 12-foot fadeaway. Rebound Covington. Here comes Britton Miller down the floor. Into the lane. Dumps it low on the left to Height. Buccaneers working on the arc. Here's Britton Miller. Right back to Height. Maneuvers. Left-hand shot. Eight-footer. On the rim. On the rim. Won't go. Rebound Heitkamp. 1:30 left to go here in the second quarter. We're stuck at 18-13. Jackson Center by five. It was 11-11 after one. A 7-2 second quarter of play.
Each team has one basket. Jackson has a three. Covington has a two. Four free throws by Flatfoot's the difference.
Here is Sayre with a minute to go till halftime. Now to Cooper Hartle. Left side it goes to Heitkamp. He gets a screen. Thought about using it. He's still behind the arc. Now to Sayre. Blackfoot 25 feet away, 52 seconds to go, second quarter. Jackson Center by 5, 18-13. Blackfoot almost thought about the long deuce. Gave it up on the play to Lucas Hartle. Now to Cooper, left side of the floor. Fakes right, goes left, can't get free. 37 seconds to go till halftime. Jackson Center by 5. Chuck, this is kind of what we thought we'd see in game 1. It didn't materialize, because the Jets were so hot, shooting the ball from far out on the floor.
Yeah, they didn't have to hold the ball because they made everything they shot.
Indeed. 16 seconds to go in the second quarter. Five-point game. Scoreboard locked up at 18-13. It's been a premium on points in the second period. Dribbling out on the arc for Jackson Center is Lucas Hartle, and a foul is called against Covington. And that is only the team's fourth. It's not of the shooting variety, so the Tigers will throw it in far side.
But that was the second foul on Height, so I'm not sure how smart that was.
Ball thrown into Lucas Heitkamp, 30 feet away, driving all the way to the rim, split two defenders, and he beat the buzzer. Big hoop by the Tigers to close out the second quarter. Oh, what a dandy drive to Lucas Heitkamp. Covington didn't want to defend him. Lucas said, hey, if you give me a lane, I'll cut right to the cup and lay it through. He did, and Jackson Center, which once trailed 11-9, has gone on a run of 11-2 and leads Covington 2013 after two quarters of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. We're at halftime at Piqua's Garbery Gym, Boys Division IV Sectional Tournament. Jackson Center, 20. Covington, 13. Buccaneers couldn't penetrate the Tigers' defense in the second period. Jackson Center just about shut Covington out. First game tonight went to Franklin Monroe over Fort Loramie, 63-37. Down at Troy, a game just ending in the last 10 or 15 minutes in overtime. It was Lehman Catholic over Southeastern in OT. Botkins plays triad at Troy in game two. Our halftime tonight brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, Jackson Center has a 13-10 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. That's where they've kind of pushed the lead out just a little bit. Should be bigger than 7. Two turnovers for the Tigers. The Bucks turned it 5. 1-for-2 from the free throw line for Covington. Jackson, it was all Reed Platt, he was 4-for-4 in the first half. Individual scoring, 7 points for Britton Miller, then 3 for Angle and 3 for Height. They scored 11 and 2, 13 in the first half. Jackson led by Platfoot with 11, 7 from Heitkamp, 2 from Cooper Hartle. They scored 11 and 9, and they lead it 20-13 at the half.
7-point lead Tigers here at intermission. We're brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We start the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center with a super defensive second period, leads Covington 20-13 as we introduce action here in the second half. A quality manufacturing, not at all expensive. It's priceless at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Here is Jackson Center starting the third quarter. Long three-point jump shot for the Tigers. It is no good. Missed by Xavier Lowe. Fine rebound. Flat foot. Good. Turnaround six-footer. Biggest lead of this game for the Tigers. 9-22-13. 50 seconds gone here in the second half. Covington was really stymied in that second quarter. Buccaneers certainly have tried to make some adjustments during the halftime break. Covington with the ball in the half courts. Can't seem to penetrate the foul line against Jackson Center's defense, which is very stingy. Extremely tight man-to-man. Here is Rogan Angle dribbling through the lane. Gives it up on the arc to Britton Miller. He's being hawked on the play by Heitkamp. Deep left corner, Bryson Height. Height to the elbow, reach-in foul, Tigers. And that one is common.
A silly foul because he was about to travel.
As I was saying, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, one of our new sponsors. Established way back in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sandcasting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScorersBroadcast.com to promote them. Here's a drive to the rim by Covington, and it's hindered on the play by Jackson Center, which gets a bust out going the other way. Lucas Heitkamp to the cup. Oh, he blew the layup. Covington with the board. 22-13 Tigers, 6:15 left in the third. Covington Buccaneers have scored 2 points in the last 12 minutes. And here's a hold out of the arc against Jackson Center's defense. 6:05 left, third period. 22-13 Jackson Center. Covington Buccaneers had 9 with 2.5 minutes to go in the first period. They've scored 4 points by Covington in the last 12 minutes. Buccaneers work the offense out high. It's broken Angle. Angle into the lane to Height. Straight away to Kimmel. Tigers defense is sticky. Covington's got it 10 feet away. That's about as close as they can get to the basket. Paul's Grove is covered up. He gets rid of it on the arc. Covington on the bounce. They continue to weave. Here's Britton Miller. Tries to go in a back cut. Intercepted by Blackfoot. The pass was picked off. Blackfoot threads the needle. Wow. Driving layup by Lucas Hartle is good. What a pass by Blackfoot. The bounce pass, about a 30-40 footer, and it was sensational.
It was perfect, and a good catch by Heitkamp.
24-13 in favor of Jackson Center, which is pulling away. 5:10 to go, third quarter. Buccaneers on offense, 4 points in over 13 minutes. Timeout called. Tigers lead by 11 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, plus Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or make a call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 24-13 Jackson Center, Tigers foul, common personal, third of the quarter. On the orange and black, Covington still dribbling on the arc, cannot crease this Jackson Center defense. Near steal by Sayre, broken floor, dribble drive Height into the lane, feeds a teammate on the arc, long jumper by Miller, short, no good, rebound Jackson Center. Dribble drive, Eichkamp into the left corner. Opposite to Sayre, wide open three. Count it. Preston Sayre in the act. Long bomb by him. Coming off a red-hot game against Twin Valley South. Covington right back with a driving layup. Spinning, turning to the rim. Kimmel gets a quick two.
What a good name for a basketball player, Gunner.
I love it. 27-15. Jackson Center in the lead, but 12. That 27-12 lead seconds ago was the biggest. Oh, here's Reed Blackfoot in the lane. Good look from 10. Shot it a little off to the side. No. Rebound Covington. Buccaneers throw it into the right corner. Jackson Center got a piece of it out of bounds. Covington ball.
Yeah, Blackfoot didn't get himself square that time. If that would have gone in, that would have been luck.
Buccaneers had 9 points. With a couple minutes left in the first quarter, only 6 cents. 3:40 left in the third. Deep left corner, long three ball. Buccaneers chucked up there by Angle. Overshot it. Weak side rebound muffed by the Tigers. Out of bounds to Covington. 27-15, Jackson Center in the lead. Understand that Triad leads Botkins at Troy by one, Chuck.
Yeah, that was the last score I got. That was early, though, early in the first quarter.
Oh, it was not at the end of the first quarter.
Still 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Oh,
they're behind us because of the overtime.
Here is Covington deep in the right corner with the basketball. It's Miller. Miller tries to make a pocket pass. Three white jerseys are in the way. Ball loose on the deck. Scrum for it. Tie-up occurs. Couple players walk away limping a little bit. Timeout called. 27-15. Jackson Center. 3:20 left. Third quarter. Low scoring game here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
As I was saying earlier, the Rushi Inn has the best morning breakfast around. Fresh eggs, hot coffee right under your nose in the village of Rushi, 101 East Main. It's the Rushi Inn. 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the Inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. And don't forget lunch specials, 11 to 1, Monday to Friday. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main, Rushi. Big basket Buccaneers, Chuck, to cut the Jackson Center lead to 10.
Yeah, I mean, they just got an easy look at it, and they've scored four in a row.
Reed Platfoot outside the lane in the right, gives it up, gets it back, pivots. Oh, back cut to Eichkamp, to the rack. He's got it. Wow.
Tough shot.
Very difficult shot by Eichkamp. Couldn't use the board, was too far under. Strong move. Here's Covington, real quick three. Connor Humphrey, left wing, missed it off the ring. Rebound Jackson Center. 29-17, Tigers. 2:19 to go, third quarter, wide open underneath Eichkamp. Great pass, beautiful assist. Lucas Hartle threw it to him. 31-17, Tigers have restored that 14-point cushion with 2:12 to go here in the third quarter of this game. Momentary delay.
They got a little blood on height, so they had to sub him out.
Lehman Catholic won in overtime over Southeastern, which led big early in that game. Botkins in a scrap in the second quarter. Small lead over Triad. Botkins girls, mild upset over Jackson Center at Versailles in overtime. Here's a jump shot behind the foul line. Good by Britton Miller. 18-footer. He canned it. 31-19 Tigers. 1:48 to go here in the third. Deep right corner, it is Cooper Hartle to Blackfoot. And here's a grabbing foul against Covington.
Yeah, they called that on Miller. That's his first, so team's first.
Tigers inbounding left of the rim, 1:43 to play, third quarter. Difference is 12. Tigers' biggest cushion, 14. Ball lobbed into Blackfoot, two men on him. He's dangerous in close. Oh, great defense by Covington. Beautiful play. Gunner Kimmel ripped it free. Kimmel ripped it free. Started up the floor, and he's brought back, halted by the referees, who called a foul on Covington.
Held ball.
Kimmel thought he'd wrestled it away clean.
Yeah, I tell you, Blackfoot fouled the heck out of him.
Ball lobbed into Blackfoot, baseline left into the lane. Ball rotated left corner, three, Cooper Hartle. Swish! Swish! Cooper Hartle, a trifecta. Big turn of events right there. It wasn't Covington's possession after all. And Jackson Center made a triple. Biggest margin, 15, 34-19. Tigers foul baseline left, and it's number four on the team, or five?
Four team, and the first foul on Blackfoot. He did stick a leg out. That was a good call.
Baseline left of the basket. Balls drove inbounds on the arc. Sends it to Milner. Milner gives it up, gets it back. 25 feet away, it's Ballsgrove. 15-point lead, Jackson Center. Straightaway three by the left-hander, Angle. It kicks off the iron into the corner. Tracked down by Jackson Center. Stolen by Covington. And the Buccaneers throw it off a Tigers leg. Good heads-up play.
Yeah, man. Jackson Center got sloppy with the ball.
1 minute to go here in the third. Covington inbounds below the rim. Looked for an instant like Miller had a good shot. Didn't take it. Drives the baseline. Reverse. Yes. Woo! What a play by Miller of Covington. Matches the shot by Heitkamp earlier in this period when he made a nifty maneuver along the baseline down here. 34-21 in favor of Jackson Center. Under 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Right side of the floor, it is Cooper Hartle. Straightaway Lucas Heitkamp for the Tigers. Down to a half minute left. Heitkamp, Hartle, hanging on, still dribbling. They look for Sayre in the corner. Heitkamp's got an avenue right down the left lane line. Shot it too hard with the left. 19 seconds to go, Covington ball. And we got a loose ball, top of the circle. Buccaneers get it back. Long three, Covington in the air. It is short. Missed on the play by Gunner Kimmel. Rebound, Blackfoot, six to go. Blackfoot, top of the key, foul line to the rim. No, but a blocking foul on Covington with 3.6 to go, third quarter. Couple free throws, Reed Blackfoot, Tigers lead 34-21.
He rolled his ankle. Let's hope that was just one of those where you say, ouch, and it's okay after you run on it a little bit.
Reed, Blackfoot to the line for Jackson Center. Tigers lead up to 13, 3.6 to go in the period. Blackfoot arches up the free throw. It's pure. 35-21, 14-point spread. Second shot upcoming. Free throw here would match the biggest advantage for Jackson Center. Covington had 9 points with a couple minutes to go in the first quarter of this game. Covington has scored 12 in the last 18 minutes plus. Second free throw short. Rebound Covington. Height to midcourt. Airmails one short. And that ends the third quarter. Jackson Center's defense doing the job. Tigers up 14 over the Buccaneers. 35-21 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G T430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, Lucas Heitkamp, Britton Miller. Darn near spectacular drives from underneath the basket in this game. They have been Wise Bridge plays so far. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Covington with a miss to start the fourth quarter. And then Lucas Heitkamp slides down the right side of the lane, has his shot blocked. And away goes Covington the other direction. Driving layup by the Buccaneers, up and in by Brogan Angle. What a play by him. Angle split the defenders, went all the way to the cup, got two. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. 35-23, Jackson Center, but 12. Near side of the floor, Cooper Hartle fakes right, goes left. Oh, he dropped the ball off his foot. It went into backcourt. Covington touched it. Sayers got it for Jackson Center. Difference in this game is 12. And what do we have? We've got a gentleman in the first row, far side of the floor, in the bleachers. He has been tossed by the referee.
Isn't that embarrassing if he has any kids to go to Jackson Center?
6:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's Cooper Hartle down the right lane line. Over to Lucas Hartle. Lucas barrels toward the rim. Strong play. New contact was coming. Tried to get the shot up, attracted a two-shot foul. Couple free throws here. Lucas Hartle, Jackson Center.
I'm not sure what he could have said because Jackson Center got the call.
I would imagine it was a gentleman who had sustained his badgering in the first row for three quarters.
Yep.
And he deserves to be thrown out of Garbury Gym. Lucas Hartle makes one of two at the line for Jackson Center to extend the lead to 13, 36-23, 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Covington with the ball on the arc, 25 feet away. It's Paulsgrove, near side of the floor. Screen for Bryson Height. Long triple off the iron. Rebound Platfoot, 2-on-1. Stopping, popping, 15-footer. Good! Lucas Hartle. Tigers on a roll. Up 15, 38-23, 6:11 to go. Spin move, Covington in the lane. Britton Miller throws out back to the three-point shooter, Paulsgrove. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Kimball. He's sandwiched below the basket. And let's see what's been called. Did Covington get a timeout?
I think they did.
5:59 left in the game. Tigers up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is a 15-point game. Jackson Center 38, Covington 23. It's been in between 11 and 15, Chuck. Seems like forever. Covington just can't make any headway. Stymied with 23 points in what we played, 26 minutes.
Yeah, after the first quarter, they just really have stopped scoring.
Here's an elbow jump shot, 17-footer by Britton Miller. It's around the rim twice, three times and out. Tough luck shooting for Covington. Flat foot to midcourt, fouled by the Buccaneers. Second foul on Covington. It's common. Jackson Center will pitch it in play, far side of the floor.
Jackson looks like they're going to win the game. What they need to see is Lucas Hartle have about two or three shots that fall for him so he can get on a roll, because they need him.
Height camp to Flatfoot straight away. Height on Flatfoot. Outside the arc on the left. It's fed to a driver. Oh, nifty run to the rim. Shot laid up and good by Lucas Hartle. Oh, that was crafty.
Oh, he crossed over Brooke Miller, who's a good basketball player.
40-23, Tigers' biggest spread, 17. 5:18 to go here in the fourth. Covington on the weave, top of the circle. It's Kimmel. Kimmel jockeys into the lane. Dropped the ball, picked it up, shot it from 6 feet. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center, lead out to Heitkamp. He's held at the rim, and he'll get two. With 5:01 to go, and Jackson Center up to 17. I would say, Chuck, more energy, more intensity, all-around better game from the Tigers tonight than in the tournament opener.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought they were a little stagnant in the first game, but yeah, they've played, especially the second half, they've really played well tonight.
Free throw by Heitkamp is dead on, and it's 41-23, Jackson Center up 18, biggest spread in this game. Timeout called on the floor, 5 to play, 41-23 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, Myers Garage and Drive Through, located at 47 and 66 in Newport. Oh, it's the road to take to get your car or truck running right and back on the road again. Plus towing available 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. And you can always take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-through in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Through, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Heitkamp foul shot good after the timeout by the Buccaneers. 42-23, 19-point difference. That is the widest gap in this game. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Buccaneers simply cannot penetrate the ball below the foul line against Jackson Center's defense. There they go. They try. And guess what? Preston Sayre makes the interception. Sayre stole it, fed it up the floor to Lucas Hartle. Foul line, Reed Flatfoot spinning, turning on the arc to Cooper Hartle. Long three in below the rim. Somehow it snapped out. Tough break. Rebound Paulsgrove for Covington. Down the floor in the lane, back to the basket. Throws on the arc to Connor Humphrey. Humphrey on a weave with Brogan Angle. Here's a long 28-footer arched up there by Bryson Height. It hit the flange. Rebound Flatfoot down the floor. Bad pass. Rolling away. Sayre gets it for the Tigers. And Jackson Center salvages the possession. 3:55 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center up 19. Lucas Hartle, high right. Reed Flatfoot fakes right, goes left. Spin move. Twisting. Turning to the cup. Fouled on the wrist by Bryson Height. Tell you what, Chuck, when Flatfoot gets going, making that maneuver, head fake, a bob, a weave, nice crossover step, then a head fake near the rim. He's going to get fouled every time. Tough to guard him.
Oh, yeah.
When he gets that ball up at the apex, you got to foul him on the wrist. Free throw here, though, no good. Second shot, Reed. up and in. 43-23. The lead expands to 20. I don't know if there's a better ball handler, dribbler, post player, 6'6", D4, than Blackfoot. Steal by Jackson Center. Bust out the other way. Heitkamp explodes to the rim, and he's fouled. He'll get two more.
Lucas Heitkamp, you want to talk about a kid that's been active at both ends of the floor. He scored 13 points, but he's doing a great job guarding Britton Miller.
Free throw, Heitkamp up and in. Tell you what, we saw him really come alive about two-thirds, three-fourths of the way, regular season. He began to assert himself.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good year as a sophomore last year.
Yep. Free throw good by Heitkamp, 44-23. Make it 45-23. Keep in mind, Covington once led in this game by a score of 11-9 before Cooper Hartle made a basket for the Tigers to tie it up at the end of the first 8 minutes. And since that point in time, believe it or not, a 36-12 stretch in favor of Jackson Center since late in the first quarter. Offensive foul on the Buccaneers, and that brings some jeers from the Covington crowd.
He dropped his shoulder. They're going to call that every time.
Yep. 3 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the fourth. 45-23, Tigers. Blackfoot to midcourt, dropped the ball. Picked up on the play by Covington's Bryson Height. Fires on the arc to the three-point shooter. It is thrown up there by Sam Graveman. Missed off the back iron. Tie up on the rebound, foul against Jackson Center, which leads by 22, 45-23 with 3:01 to go. And this win by the Tigers, Chuck, sets up one heck of a district semifinal here in the North 2 bracket at Pickwick on Saturday night at 6. Franklin Monroe, Jackson Center. Oh, that's going to be some game. Here's the free throw by Covington. One made, one missed.
He made them both. Humphrey, yep.
Connor Humphrey sinks each one. So Covington goes from 23 to 24, 25. 20-point lead Jackson Center. 45-25 with 2:46 to go here in this game. Here's Preston Sayre, baseline left. 15-footer hit the back brace, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds on the play by the Tigers. Gavin McClintock on the floor now. McClintock, a 5'9 senior, touched the ball last, went out of bounds. And Covington brings it down with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Long triple attempted by Covington, missed by Bryson Height. Rebound down to Jackson Center, which leads by 20 with 2:24 to go. Sayre on the arc, hand off to Heitkamp. Heitkamp gives it up on the play to number 13, who's in, as I mentioned, Gavin McClintock. McClintock, a 5'9 senior. We've got a foul, no, a timeout called by Jackson Center with a couple minutes to go in the game. Tigers leading by 20. Substitutions being made. 45-25. Jackson Center in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, Buccaneers head coach Logan Carey has just been subbing. Seniors have left the floor. Round of applause for them from the Buccaneers crowd. Sam Graveman, Bryson Height, a senior. Britt Miller, a 12th grader. Gunnar Kimmel, a senior. And Connor Humphrey, also a senior. A minute 22 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. And Jackson Center has just gotten a rebound shot in the paint area to make it a 47-25 contest. 1:08 left. There was a cluster of white jerseys right in front of the rim.
12 got it, but I don't have 12 on my roster. You do.
And Jackson Center goes up to 22. 56 ticks left here in the fourth. Covington beaten by 22 points. Again, repeating, Covington once led 11-9. Very late in the first quarter of play. What a run by Jackson Center, which has dominated this game ever since. Quickly up the floor comes Fort Loramie. Dribble drive down the lane. McClintock to the rim. Lays it up too hard. No good. Rebound came back to him, but he had not established himself on the floor of play. Came from out of bounds. Ruled a violation, and Covington will get it back. Final half minute here of the fourth quarter. 22-point game. Jackson Center beat Twin Valley South 50-38 by 12 and are up 22 over Covington. Final 16 seconds. Franklin Monroe awaits. That should be one heck of a game if Franklin Monroe performs at three-fourths the level it did tonight against Fort Loramie. Jackson Center, Franklin Monroe will be an even Steven scrap on Saturday night here at Pickwa's Garber Gym. 10 seconds to go in the fourth. I think that number 12 who might have gotten the rebound bucket for Jackson Center, I think it was Jackson Davis. Buzzer sounds. That's it. Jackson Center victorious 47-25. Franklin Monroe in game one defeated Fort Loramie 63-37. We understand Lehman Catholic nipped Southeastern in overtime, and Botkins is in a low-scoring contest with Triad in the second quarter in the second game down at Troy. This sets the stage for a Pickwa Garbery Gym sectional final, district semifinal on Saturday at 6 between Franklin Monroe and Jackson Center. We'll return to wrap it all up from Pickwa's Garbery Gym in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to Pickwick Garbery Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, doubleheaders in the books. Fort Loramie beaten by Franklin Monroe, which was awesome in game one, 63-37. Jackson Center pulled away and won handily over Covington in game two. Final tally, 47-25. Hard to believe Covington led with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of this game. 11-9 the rest of the game, three periods plus. If my math is correct, Covington scored 14 points over the last 26 minutes. You talk about unbelievable defense. That's crazy good.
Yeah, you said it the whole evening. They could not penetrate. They ran nothing but stuff on the arc, and when they did get a shot, they just didn't shoot it very well. But you know, they had their game against Legacy, and sometimes if you're not a great basketball team, it's hard to put two of those together in a row.
The game ended a 38-14 run. The Jackson Center to win by 22. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Yeah, it's they out-rebounded them 29-20 and 8-3 on the offensive boards. Covington was led in scoring by senior Britton Miller. He had 11, and then Bryson Height, another senior, had 7. I'm going to go with Britton Miller as my player of the game for Covington. Jackson on the other side, 15 points from Heitkamp. He was terrific. 15 points from Platfoot. And 7 points all in the second half for Lucas Hartle. And that's a key. When you start seeing your shots go in, you start gaining momentum. If they're going to make any kind of run, they need him. And I'm going to go with Heitkamp because of his 15 points, but as much because of his defense that he played on Britton Miller tonight.
And what we're talking about, Chuck, is a more well-rounded offensive Jackson Center team, and it's becoming just that slowly but surely over the course of this 23-24 campaign. Sparks fly now from everywhere on the court. Points are produced at guard, forward, in the post, and you're so right. Other players getting into the act, making Jackson Center much more dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, they got young men that are doing a nice job. I'm falling in love with Preston Sayre. The kid only had a 1-3 tonight, but he played good defense, facilitated the basketball. They're a better basketball team when he's on the floor.
And I forgot to say, shot by Sayre. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sayre. Clancy's underwrites this segment of our broadcast. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back to Pickwick Garbery Gym. Final time tonight. Jackson Center victorious over Covington in our night's finale, 47-25. Last update, Bodkin slim lead over Triad late in the second, low-scoring game at Troy. And that contest followed the Lehman Catholic overtime win, comeback style, against Southeastern. Botkins girls in overtime tonight at Versailles defeated Jackson Center. Chuck, we've got broadcast coming up on Friday night. Rushi boys in action at Troy to win a district semifinal. Tip-off is at 6 on the air at 5:20 for Rushi on Friday. Don't forget, full day of action on Saturday at 10:30 tip on Saturday morning. Rushi girls in action. The opponent now determined it's Botkins.
Wow. Now that's I don't know if anybody thought that was going to be a district, but hey, good for them.
Rushi Botkins, 10:30 Saturday morning at Troy. Airtime, believe it or not, will be at about 10 till 10, 9:50.
I don't get up till like 8:45. It's going to be tough.
And then two more games on Saturday. And we've got a tip at 12:30. And Fort Loramie girls in action against Fayetteville Perry, D4 District. The day closes with what looks like is going to be a Mississinewa Legacy Christian girls D4 District Championship game. That would not be until 2:30. We will not cover that one. Saturday night, it will be a boys district semifinal selection of our choice to be determined. Follow the website for updates. Chuck, highlights tonight as you recollect these two contests won by Franklin Monroe over Fort Loramie and Jackson Center over Covington.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest. Not a good year for Loramie. They were young. They did make strides. But, boy, they kind of regressed tonight, but then they just allowed them to have open shot after open shot. And once you start making them and you get the avalanche going, that basket looks like it's about five times bigger than it normally is. And in the nightcap, you know, I thought Jackson played a lot better against a much better opponent than they played on Saturday, and they won the game by 22 points.
Yep, good observation. Well said. Yeah, Franklin Monroe averaging just over 45 points per game on the year. Just sizzled against Fort Loramie. What, 7, 8 different players made threes?
Ooh, yeah.
Crazy three-point shooting by Franklin Monroe. We'll see how the Jets perform against the Jackson Center Tigers defense. That is a Saturday district semifinal here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Again, keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to our online listeners, thank you very much for bearing with us tonight from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Alongside Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering, a lot of gratitude to a new sponsor since our football season, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776, the number for Wisebridge. Final scores again, Franklin Monroe 63, Fort Loramie 37, and Jackson Center 47, Covington 25. For our online listeners, for Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Pickwa.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.